Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, we're starting off with wonderful Irish director Emma Reynolds, who wowed us with The Farthest, and indeed her latest film, Fill In It Songs for While I'm Away, was about to be released before lockdown. I did get to see it, and it is super, and I hope we get to see it in cinemas soon. But what is next for Emma?
She's going to make her first dramatic feature, and it's called Joyride, and she has an excellent star lined up for the film. Olivia Colman is going to play Joy. I know, what a great casting to begin with. Joy is a sort of train wreck who's on an adventure but ready to give away her newborn baby to her best friend, and they're on the run on this sort of road trip and it's going to be filmed on the Wild Atlantic Way, so it's going to look lovely. But a good director in the director's chair, and what a great cast member to have. Alva Keoghan wrote the script, and it's going to be produced by Aoife O'Sullivan and Tristan Orphan Lynch, and they're going to shoot it sometime next year. So Joyride is the name of the film. We'll keep a lookout for it.
We certainly will. I like the sound of that. What is Jamie Foxx up to?
Yeah, he's a busy actor. He's always picking new roles to star in, and he's going to be in one for Amazon Studios called The Burial. This is from director Maggie Betts, and who signed on to direct from a script by Pulitzer Prize winner Doug Wright. Now, the story is based on a New Yorker article from 1999, which centers on the legal battle over a funeral home chain during the 1990s. There was a contractual dispute which brought the case before a court, and the jury ultimately awarded a total of $500 million in the case, which bankrupts the funeral home chain. So that's what Jamie Foxx is going to star in. The Burial is the name of that.
The Burial, okay. What about this reboot of The Scorpion King?
So Dwayne Johnson, this was one of his early breakout roles. In fact, he starred in The Scorpion King back in, it was 2002. It was a spin-off from The Mummy Returns, where the character first appeared. But his acting schedule is really, really busy. He's kind of booked right through to 2022. He's in such demand. So he's involved with Universal Pictures in planning a reboot of The Scorpion King, and I suppose to reboot a franchise. Jonathan Herman has been hired to pen the script for the film, which will see this new actor play the character role. And there's sort of no word as to whether The Rock himself will make an appearance, but no doubt he will, because it's said to be a contemporary version set in modern times, and they're searching for a director right now as well.
Okay, now I really like the casting in this next thriller you have for us.
Yeah, Ruth Wilson and Andrew Scott, they're joining forces to star in an espionage thriller called Oslo. Filming is currently taking place in Prague at the moment. It's an original film adaptation of the Tony Award-winning play, the true story tale that sort of deals with negotiations between enemies, the secret back-channel talks, unlikely friendships, and the quiet heroics of a small but committed group of Israelis, Palestinians, and one Norwegian couple that led to the 1993 Oslo Peace Accords. J.T. Rogers, who also wrote the page play, is adapting the script, while Bartlett Shear is directing. Producers include Mark Platt and Steven Spielberg. But what a great cast.
Ruth Wilson, that's a nice lineup.
And Andrew Scott.
Ruth Wilson, Andrew Scott together. That sounds super fantastic, both in front of and behind the camera on that one. Now, we have been waiting. Another one that was meant to come out before lockdown was A Quiet Place Part 2. We are waiting for that, but there's sort of another spin-off on the way.
Yeah, there is. As you said, we were waiting for it. It was due to open in March. This is the sequel, Quiet Place 2.
It was on the side of all the buses, do you remember?
I do, yes. I do. But that release now is postponed till April 23rd. Let's hope that that will be able to make it to cinemas. In the meantime, we can sort of take in this news that celebrated filmmaker Jeff Nichols, done the likes of Loving and Mud, is going to write and direct an untitled spin-off connected to the events in the movie. So the franchise, as you know, was set in a sort of post-apocalyptic world in which creatures with heightened hearing use sound to devour humans. Humankind. John Krasinski directed and co-wrote that 2018 original. He's going to produce on this project alongside Michael Bay. So I suppose more details will be released about it, but at least we have A Quiet Place 2 coming shortly, hopefully in April.
All right. Now, you always bring us a trailer. And speaking of John Krasinski, his wife and star of A Quiet Place, Emily Blunt, we're just not sure what was going on this week with Wild Mountain Time. I think enough has been said about it, but you did pick out another trailer that came out also on Tuesday night, but it sort of went under the radar a bit because everyone was talking about the awfulness of the other one. So which one is this?
This is Super Intelligence, which, okay, let me explain what's going on here. You have an all-powerful super intelligence which chooses to study the most average person on Earth. That happens to be Carl Peters. And the fate of the world hangs in the balance as the AI decide to either enslave, save, or destroy humanity. And it's up to Carl to prove that people are worth saving. The super intelligence is voiced by James Corden. And
I'm not sure about this. I did have a look at the trailer. Let's just have a little snippet because, you know, maybe it's just a week for not great trailers. Let's have a listen.
I know that voice. Is this James Corden?
I'm not James Corden, Carol. My analysis showed that hearing James Corden's voice would calm you. You sent an email to James Corden claiming to be the president of Corden's Wardens.
That was a tough night for me. Oh, boy.
I plan on spending these next 3 days hanging out with you.
Why you?
You're literally the most average person on Earth.
Oh!
Yeah, Gareth, as I say, I don't think it's been a good week for trailers. I don't think I'll be rushing to that one either.
No, Melissa McCarthy also starring in that one as well. Maybe we'll have some good trailers coming shortly, but certainly a lot of talking points in the trailers
Definitely.
This week anyway.
Well, new releases. Thank God The Crown is coming back. That should be entertaining.
Yeah, this is season four. It picks up in the 1970s, but what it leads into is obviously Prince Charles, who's still unmarried at 30 in the search for a bride. It's a brilliant series.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I love it. It's, you know, it hasn't gone down at all. The production standards are amazing and a super cast. Olivia Colman, obviously, playing Queen Elizabeth, but Gillian Anderson also featuring in this series as Margaret Thatcher. So that's released on Netflix. And yeah, we look forward to that. Also on Netflix, actually, The Liberator is out as well. This is about a diverse, dedicated, rough and tumble squad of soldiers spearheads the Allied invasion in Italy during World War II. That's based on true events. And speaking of Olivia Colman, she narrates a new series called Becoming You, which is on Apple TV. And this is an interesting series about children's development, and it explores the first 2,000 days in their lives and, you know, and picks children from all around the world. So that looks like an interesting project as well, called Becoming You, and that's on Apple TV.
Olivia Colman's everywhere this week. Good for her. What TV movie are you recommending?
Yes, it's a really good film directed by Lenny Abramson. It's What Richard Did, and Jack Rayner leads the cast in this. This violent confrontation has unforeseen consequences, leads to a seemingly charmed life rapidly falling apart. It's worth a watch.
Certainly
if
is.
You've not seen
yeah.
it. And if you have seen it, it's worth revisiting as well. So What Richard Did is on RT2 tonight at 10:45.
That's a fine recommendation, Gareth. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.